أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and the best of blessings and purest of greetings be on the one sent as mercy to all creatures, our master and guardian Abul Qasim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the last of prophets and messengers, and on his immaculate progeny, the leaders of guidance and lanterns in darkness, the 12 infallible leaders and saviors of mankind and their followers, and the crushing curse and chastisement of God be on their enemies up to the day of resurrection. Surah Al-Bayyinah is the 98th chapter of the Holy Quran in the actual arrangement. It is comprised of 9 verses including Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's listen together to this holy chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة.
The faithless from among the people of the book and the polytheists were not set apart until the proof had come to them.
رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة.
An apostle from Allah reciting impeccable scriptures.
فيها كتب قيمة.
Wherein are upright precepts.
وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة.
And those who were given the book did not divide except after the proof had come to them.
وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة. حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
Yet they were not commanded except to worship Allah, dedicating their faith to Him as men of pure faith, and to maintain the prayer and pay the zakat, that is, the upright religion.
إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية.
Indeed, the faithless from among the people of the book and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell to remain in it forever. It is they who are the worst of creatures.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ
Indeed, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, it is they who are the best of creatures.
جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه.
Their reward near their Lord is the gardens of Eden, with streams running in them to remain in them forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. That is for those who fear their Lord.
Please first pay attention to the fact that my situation and the shortage of time do not permit me to comment about the verses in a clear manner. Please consent to what is going to be expressed insufficiently. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, faithless from among the people of the Book and polytheists were not set apart from their false beliefs and ceremonies until the clear evidence come to them. In this chapter, it is explained why it has been necessary to refer to an infallible messenger or his immaculate successors, ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal along with the Holy Quran, in order to get access to the right path. As you know, there are a huge number of medical books in the libraries and on the web. Everyone can refer to a public library and take or download one of them and study it carefully. However, can a patient understand independently the book well, and can one cure oneself or treat a disease or injury adequately without consulting a reliable doctor? Surely no. In the same way, the people are not able to find and follow the right path to happiness, to paradise, only by studying the Holy Quran. They are indeed in an urgent need of a reliable guide and commentator right beside it. The need of referring to an infallible messenger or his immaculate successors and the necessity of obeying them can be explained saying, because of insufficiency and fallibility of human reason and inadequacy of experimental sciences and technology, as well as various distortion in the past revealed scriptures, the people of the world, be they from among the followers of the earlier scriptures and the idolaters, or from among the deviant people self-called Muslims, have not been able to possibly be freed from their state of unbelief. Until Allah Azza wa Jal sends an infallible messenger and ordained his immaculate successors, whose miracle and supernatural wisdom should be a clear evidence of their divine mission, and they should present the Book of God and the divine teachings before the people in their original pristine forms, which should be free from every mixture of falsehood, fabrication, insertion, distortion, false interpretation, and which should comprise sound guidelines. Then about the errors of the followers of the earlier books, idolaters, and the majority of self-called Muslims, it has been said that the cause of their straying into different creeds was not that Allah Azza wa Jal had not provided any guidance to them, but they strayed only after a clear statement of the right creed had come to them. From this, it automatically follows that they themselves were responsible for their error and deviation. Now, if even after the coming of the clear statement through the Holy Prophet of Allah and his 12 true infallible successors, alayhimus salam, they continue to stray, their responsibility will further increase. In this very connection, it has been stated that the books sent down by Allah Azza wa Jal did not enjoin anything but that the way of sincere and true service to Allah Azza wa Jal be adopted, His infallible prophets and their immaculate successors be loved and obeyed, their infallibility be believed and their guardianship be accepted, their enemies be hated, so as the social justice, peace, and genuine respect for people be greatly concerned, the salat be established, the zakat be paid, the saum be fasted, the hajj be made, and so on. This same has been the true religion since ever. From this also it automatically follows that the followers of the earlier scriptures and the majority of self-called Muslims straying from this true religion have distorted its teachings and added extraneous things to it, which are false, or transformed some parts, or deleted some others, And Allah, this messenger, and his infallible successors, alayhim salam, have come to invite them back to the same original faith. Surah Al-Bayyinah explains that all God asks of mankind is to praise God by offering Him true devotion, to love and obey the 14 infallibles, alayhim salam, the Holy Prophet, his daughter, the Lady Fatima, and his 12 infallible successors, alayhim salam, to hate their enemies, to cancel the social justice, peace, and genuine respect for people, to pray the Salat and to give charity, to fast Ramadan and to make Hajj and so on, and that's the religion of truth. In conclusion, it has been pointed out clearly that the followers of the Ariel books and the idolaters, as well as the deviant people self-called Muslims, who would refuse to acknowledge this messenger and his 12 immaculate successors, alayhim salam, are the worst of creatures. Their punishment is an everlasting hell. And the people who would believe him and his 12 divinely ordained infallible successors, alayhim salam, and act righteously and would spend life in the world in awe of God are the best of creatures. Their reward is eternal paradise, wherein they will live forever. Allah became well pleased with them, and they became well pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who reject truth are impervious to Allah's message, however clear may be the evidence in support of it. The clear evidence is at first and forever the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, himself, his life, his personality, and his teachings. There's a narration in the Qumi's commentary which confirms the fact. في رواية أبي الجارود عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال البينة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And in the report of Abu al-Jarud, it has been narrated from Abu Ja'far عليه السلام having said البينة, the clear evidence, is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Subsequently, the 12 infallible successors of the Holy Prophet alayhim salam, who have been ordained by Allah Azza wa Jal as imams of mankind, are also clear evidence. Please listen to this narration as proof. أخبرنا أحمد بن إدريس قال حدثنا أحمد بن محمد عن الحسين بن سعيد عن بعض أصحابه عن حمزة بن ربيع عن علي بن السويد الشيباني قال سألت العبد الصالح عليه السلام عن قول الله عز وجل ذلك بأنه كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات قال البينات هم الأئمة عليهم السلام. From علي بن السويد الشيباني, who said, I asked العبد الصالح, the seventh Imam, alayhi salam, about the words of Allah Mighty and Majestic. That's because their prophets came to them with clear evidences. 64:6. He, alayhi salam, said, clear evidences. They are the Imams, alayhi salam. Therefore, whoever denies knowingly and deliberately a part of their teachings, even a part which seems small, in fact he disbelieves them. If a Muslim does that, in fact he has turned away from their religion, Islam.